They belong instead to a new phase of matter, the microcluster. They pose questions that lie at the heart of solid-state physics and chemistry. How might the atoms reconfigure if freed from the influence of the matter that surrounds them? I then found the college textbook Microcluster Physics by Satoru Sugano and Hiroyasu Koizumi, which revealed even more, including compelling images of the geometry. Microclusters can be anywhere between 10 to 1,000 atoms. The strangest thing about them is that the electrons appear to orbit the center of the cluster rather than the center of each individual atom. Of course, this weird behavior suggests there are no electrons. Instead, what scientists actually see is geometrically arranged electron clouds, which appear to be where the fluid-like flow of the source field enters into the atom. Once some of this stored energy is released from the atom, it turns into a photon, which then looks like a particle. Microclusters are also called monatomic elements, or ormus elements, in various sources, elegantly summarized in Lawrence Gardner's Lost Secrets of the Sacred Arc. Microclusters appear to display gravitational anomalies, including levitation, under certain circumstances, as well as superconductivity. Ancient peoples believed that taking microcluster gold would awaken their pineal glands, and the Egyptians even stored it in cone-shaped cakes. Yet another tantalizing clue that atoms are geometric patterns within a fluid-like energy flow is the phenomenon of quasicrystals. In this case, you have crystals that look just like the platonic solids we've been discussing, including the dodecahedron, along with other forms. They are created by supercooling certain combinations of molten metals at a very fast speed, apparently capturing the molecules while they are flip-flopping between space-time and time-space, and freezing them into a half-in, half-out crystal pattern. The problem is that these crystals destroy all the known rules of crystal formation. They should not be able to exist because you cannot build perfect five-sided crystals out of atoms that are made of particles. According to Edgar Fouché, who claims to have worked at the semi-mythical Groom Lake, Area 51, quasicrystals were found in wreckage recovered from the Roswell crash and 8 other similar incidents. They were found to be extremely strong, extremely heat-resistant, and would not conduct electricity, even though the metals within them normally did. Fouché also said they were found to be very useful. I've discovered that the classified research has shown that quasicrystals are promising candidates for high-energy storage materials, metal matrix components, thermal barriers, exotic coatings, infrared sensors, high-power laser applications, and electromagnetics. Some high-strength alloys and surgical tools are already on the market. Here, he's obviously referring to Kevlar and Teflon, which some insiders say were reverse-engineered from crashed extraterrestrial craft. Fouché also said these crystals were baffling to the scientists working in these projects. The lattice of hydrogen quasicrystals and another material not named formed the basis for the plasma shield propulsion of the Roswell craft and was an integral part of the biochemically engineered vehicle. A myriad of advanced crystallography undreamed of by scientists were discovered by the scientists and engineers who evaluated, analyzed, and attempted to reverse engineer the technology presented with the Roswell vehicle and 8 more vehicles which have crashed since then. Arguably, after 35 years of secret research on the Roswell hardware, those who had recovered these technologies still had hundreds, if not thousands, of unanswered questions about what they had found. And it was deemed safe to quietly introduce quasicrystals to the non-initiated scientific world. Obviously, with our new quantum mechanics model in place, we are now much closer to understanding how these crystals may have formed, and it seems that our visitors know much more about this science than we do. Rocks with naturally occurring quasicrystals. In Lost Science by Jerry Vassilatos, I found the intriguing suggestion that certain rocks may have naturally occurring quasicrystals in them. Apparently, Dr. Charles Brush, an American physical chemist who studied gravity in the Victorian era, found certain rocks known as Linz basalts, which actually fell more slowly than other materials, by a tiny but measurable amount. As he studied them further, he also found they had an unusual amount of excess heat.